We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
There's not much worse than going on vacation and either getting sick while you're on vacation and not being able to enjoy your time there, or getting home and finding that your health isn't where it was before you left. Today, we want to talk to you about what you can do when you're on vacation, the things you're going to come in contact with, and how you can set yourself up to maintain your health and even maybe improve while you're on your journey as well, without having to not enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, so we recently went on a vacation slash, I guess, business trip as well. And there were a lot of exposures, so many exposures. Where to start? Because there were so many. First off, you're getting onto this plane, this tube that's exposed to radiation. You're closer to the sun. There's electronics within that plane. You're going through security. They've got that scanning unit where you put your arms up and it like swipes around you. And we were able to avoid that. We'll probably maybe get into that later. Yeah. Any of the cleaning chemicals that they use when you go to hotel, Airbnb, I mean, they bleach the heck out of everything and probably all the floors. Stress around traveling. Do you have all the things that you need? Your money, passports, different schedules. Maybe you had to get up really early to catch your flight. Maybe it was really late. And then once you actually get to your destination, you're dealing with different foods and different schedules there, different water, different. Maybe you're drinking more than you used to. But we're just going to kind of get into a few of these things. And
so let's, how did our vacation start? Vacation slash work trip started is, yes, we had a very early flight. Our flight was, I was going to say 4 a.m. We had to leave for the flight at 4 o'clock in the morning because it was an hour drive from home. For me, there's anxiety around there because I'm like, what if I oversleep the alarm? What if I'm not ready to get in the car to go? So I was awake at like 1:30 in the morning. So sleep and stress were already a challenge before the trip even started. We got to the airport, like everything was great. We went to a small airport. It was easy to get into, but stress, yeah, is a really big one for a lot of people. Yes, going on vacation is exciting, but it's a change in routine. And there are those worries of like, did I bring everything that I need to? Like we were going to Florida, so there wasn't the stress of, will I be able to buy something if I did forget something, which is nice to have. But stress is a big one. And so if you're going, getting ready for vacation, you're really excited, but you're stressed out at the same time. Stress is going to make it harder to stay healthy and to stay on track right from the beginning. So that can be a big one for sure. And that's just emotional stress, not to mention the physical stress.
We've talked about this recently, even with clients this week, as far as you've got the barrel that's filling up with toxins, like things you came into this world with, and then stuff you're picking up through the environment and all this other stuff. And then you add stress on top of that. And then this is when your barrel spills over and next thing you know, you're having symptoms, or maybe your symptoms are worse. And it's just, stress is such a crucial thing as far as what you experience and how you experience your symptoms.
Yeah. So, I mean, something that we're very careful to make sure we do when we go on vacations or go on a working trip as well is to make sure that we're giving our body the support it needs to stay healthy leading up to the trip as well. Making sure you're taking the supplements that your practitioner has designated for you and doing the things to support your body, because no one wants to get sick while they're on vacation. And stress is going to be a really big part of this. For if you're tall, I'm not tall, so it's not a factor here, but like the airplane is an uncomfortable situation for a lot of people. If you're someone, I used to have restless legs in the past, and sitting in an airplane for 2 hours can be a challenging situation as well. So physical stress becomes a factor. I mean, we stayed at an Airbnb and the bed in the Airbnb was like sleeping on a board. Literally.
Literally. Might as well have just slept on the table. Not the one there, mind you, because that wouldn't have held, but
yeah,
otherwise.
But it was like rock hard. So there's physical stress there as well. We both woke up like kind of achy and sore and couldn't really sleep great because of that. And so stress is going to affect your sleep as well, not to mention digestion and energy and brain fog, cognitive function as well. If you're not sleeping properly, your body's not able to heal. Mm-hmm. And when you're away, you want to make sure that you're staying healthy. So sleep is an important piece there.
Going back to the stress component a little bit, even before you leave, as you were saying, you woke up early and you were concerned about one, waking up early and having all the things. Proper planning before the trip is a great thing to do. I mean, I'm pretty much a list person, so I make sure to have all the things that I want to have to go with me in the bag, wherever. Nice list, easy to go, check it off. Yep, got everything. We're good. And then, I mean, if you're going to be stressing about getting up and on time anyway, that may be something you can't seem to help, but proper planning around getting up to your trip can also help relieve stress.
Yeah. And then we were talking about radiation a little bit. So stress, we talked about, this is basically stressors on your system. And this is the kind of thing that we test clients for all the time. So radiation is a really big one. If you're flying on to get to your trip, this is going to be something that you need to consider. And as Amanda mentioned, they have the scanners in the airport where you stand in there, you put your hands up and the thing spins around you. You're being radiated when they're doing this. And you can ask to not participate in this, which is what we decided to do. The last time we went away, they didn't give us the option. I was grateful that they gave us the option to opt out for that this time.
Funny enough, though, reading the sign as we were heading back home, it did say on the sign it was optional. So just to keep that in mind, if you really don't want to go into the scanner.
I didn't even consider it in the past. I didn't realize that it was an issue. And this is any support you can give for your body or any way you can avoid the things that are going to have a stress or cause a stress on your body, it's good to do. It was a different experience than I was expected. Yeah. When we left Canada, it's not so bad. Coming back to Canada, the pat down was more than I was expecting. But I mean, they have to do their job as well, which is fine, but it's like, just look for ways. That's basically the goal with this whole talk about vacation and things that you can do, is look for ways that you can do things that are going to be the best to promote health and to stay healthy. And opting for a pat down at the airport is one thing that you can do to help with that. Then we walked into the airport in Florida, and oh my God, the smell of mold in there was unbelievable. It's another thing that we test for. It's a stress on the body. It's going to cause imbalance in hormones. It's going to interrupt all kinds of things in your system. And I felt so bad for the people working there, because it was like, we were in there, we picked up our baggage and we were gone. Like, it was quick.
Yeah. Well, it was that strong too, which I know you're a little bit more sensitive smell wise than I am, but this, you could not deny that there was mold in that whole area. It was really bad.
Yeah. And so for the people that work there, I wanted to have an Oprah moment and be like, you get a binder and you get a binder and you get a binder, because the body can't clear that stuff on its own. That's where you need the support of supplementation, like a binder that's like the dustpan that goes in and sweeps up the things and moves them out of your body. Because if that's hanging out in your body, it's ending up in your tissues. Like I said, it affects your hormones. There's so many different ways that mold can be a problem. Mold is really big too if you're staying in a hotel. If you're staying in an Airbnb, that can be an issue as well. But wherever you're staying, if you smell mold in there, I know we have a fellow practitioner friend who has said, like, she'll walk into a room and she's like, we can't stay here, because she can pick up on the mold and sense it. Because if you're sleeping and you're functioning and existing in that place for an entire week, that's going to have a big impact on you as well. Then we walked into the Airbnb. Okay, so let's back up for a second. So we always look for a place where we can make our own food. Because if you're going away for a whole week and you're having to eat out all the time, you're not going to be able to eat the things that you normally eat at home. And even if it's you're ordering steak and veggies, I mean, we learned that at home as well. You can go in and think you're ordering something super clean, and then if you dig deeper and ask them, what are you cooking that in though? You may find,
I had no idea that they were using seed oils,
canola oil
on the steak so it wouldn't stick to the grill. It's like, can we use butter please instead?
Yeah.
No
which,
idea.
we'll talk about, because we're going to talk about some tips on things you can do, but we choose somewhere where you can cook your food. Last trip, we chose a hotel room. We thought that it had a full kitchen. Not quite the case. So this time we went with an Airbnb, and one of the requirements when searching for a place is I look for someone that has a barbecue grill, because it's a cleaner way that you can cook your food and still stick to what your body's used to consuming and what you're used to eating. Most of the times, if you go somewhere that has a kitchenette, the main thing you're going to get is a microwave. Again, we were talking about radiation. When you microwave your food, you're changing the structure of your food. And there's radiation in the room as well when you're operating that. So, yeah, we walked into our Airbnb. We found a place, had a full barbecue grill. It was great. We walked in. Anywhere you go, if you a hotel and an Airbnb, whatever, a lot of the times they're going to have white sheets, because what do you do after guests leave? How do you make sure that you keep things clean for the next person? I get it. It's important, but the smell of bleach on the sheets and the bedding was my eyes were burning when we were sitting on the couch, because I grabbed the duvet because it was chilly in there. And chemicals are going to impact your system as well. Chlorine, which is bleach, is chlorine. Chlorine is in the same column on the periodic table as iodine, which is really important for your thyroid. So you're sitting cuddled up with this duvet for the whole week, or you're laying in these bright white sheets at night, and it's impacting your endocrine system, it's impacting your hormones. So that's another one that you can face. So now we've ticked off three of the stressors that we always talk about: chemicals, radiation,
Mold.
mold. Yeah. So this is, again, this is where we need to focus on what can we do to support our body. You can't take your own bedding with you. You can't get rid of some of these things, but it's just, what are the things? What are the controllables? What are the things that I can do? And that's where we'll talk about food and water and other ways that you can support your body while you're on vacation.
One of the other things that immediately we noticed as soon as we walked in the Airbnb was the, I guess, the air fresheners that were plugged in. And there was three of them in total, because there was the one sitting on the ledge as soon as we walked in, and then there was one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom. And immediately took the one on the ledge, took it out of the room completely, and unplugged the other two. It was such a chemical smell. And it's like, oh man, we're breathing this in. This is terrible. So that was something we did. We unplugged everything, opened up the windows, let the place kind of air out a little bit. Yeah, as you said, just control what you can control. And those were at least something we could at least unplug those things. Like the bleach is kind of, you can only do what you can do with that. Just make sure you're keeping up with supplementation, your binders. But
Yeah, endocrine disruptor number four, the Glade plugins and the fragrances. We had the privilege, I guess, of we got there and our car rental. The Seinfeld reference comes to mind when I think about this. I can take a reservation, but I can't hold a reservation.
They took the reservation, but they
They
didn't
did.
hold it,
They didn't hold it.
which worked out for us.
So we got there and the car rental place said, like, oh, do you want a free upgrade? Yeah, okay. But they put us in a brand new Mazda 3, which I was pretty happy about because I drive a Mazda 3. So I was like, ooh, maybe this is the new. Still, it's a new car. And anytime you're in a new, when there's new carpet or if there's been fresh paint in the house, these are things to look for too when you're going away somewhere. There's off-gassing. The fabrics off-gas. The new car smell, that most people have heard that term, but it's the car, or the fabrics in the car are releasing chemicals into the air and you're breathing that in. There's endocrine disruptor number five. So now, like, we've gotten to our Airbnb, we've gone through the airport, we've gotten our car, and we've already encountered five things that can be impacting the hormones.
At least that we're aware of.
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes to control the controllables, what are the things you can do to make sure that you're able to stay healthy as best as possible? And you don't want to not enjoy your vacation. That's not the design of this episode. We just want to talk about, like, these are the things that you may not even think about, but are impacting your body. And what are some easy ways that you can make sure that you're supported even while you enjoy your trip?
Yeah, setting yourself up for good food if you can, if you can find a hotel with a kitchen or an Airbnb with a kitchen that sets you up for having control over what you're eating, then you can go out and gather all your supplies, get some clean water, get some whatever food you like to eat. We are pretty much mostly carnivore-ish with some veggies. So we grabbed some steaks and some burgers, like eggs, bacon, butter, kept it pretty simple. And we found this really cool local meat place, Morganics, down there in Florida. Fantastic. If you're in the area, I would definitely check it out. So those are the big things, just to set yourself up so you can cook your own food. We did eat out. I'm gonna say that it's a natural thing to kind of, you want to have social time with people that you know down there. We had some friends that we met up with. And when you're going out, just do the best you can, right? Choose meats, choose veggies, but how are those being prepared? Because a lot of the times they will use seed oils or canola oil or whatever, but ask them how they prepare the food and could they do it differently? Just little things you can do. And maybe while you're away as well, you are consuming more alcohol than you normally would. Just ensure you're being hydrated as best as you can. If you're having alcoholic drink, have some water with it as well. Just these are ways to avoid maybe feeling not so good the next day or later on.
Yeah, and making sure you're staying hydrated is really important, regardless if there's alcohol
Yes.
or not, right? And it's something if you're running around all the time and you're super busy, especially if you're somewhere hotter, like we were in Florida, so it's hotter than here. But yeah, you want to make sure that you're staying hydrated as best as you can. It's going to help with energy, it's going to help with digestion, it's going to help with so many things. And making sure that, like, we went out on the first day and bought like 10 gallons of distilled water. Yes, it's in a plastic bottle, but it's still better than drinking more contaminated water. Distilled is our go-to, but making sure that, yeah, you're drinking filtered water, even tap water. If you're not close to where you live, there's going to be different bacteria, different pathogens, different things in there that you're not used to. And so, I mean, if you've ever been to an all-inclusive or if you've ever been to Mexico or any of those places, they often say, like, even make sure that you don't use the tap water because of what's in it. And yes, in North America, it's going to be more filtered, but it's still going to have, so, well, we don't drink tap water at home and we don't recommend that either. But yeah, look for good, clean water and make sure you stay well hydrated while you're away.
On top of the hydration, you need to have salt in your system, good quality salt. And it was funny at one of the, I think it was one of the dinners we were at, and I pulled out, because we bring salt with us, and I pulled it out, put it on the table, and we were lucky that we were in a community of people who thought, oh, that's a great idea. Usually we're looked at like, who's the weirdo bringing their own salt? But this is because we know the quality of it, and we know it's important for one being hydrated. You need to make sure you're getting salt into your system. You can have it in your water just so you're making sure the water enters your cells. Not just a little thing that we do to,
Yeah. If you're someone who takes vitamins or supplements, if you're someone who works with a practitioner, like all of our clients, if they're going on vacation, we want to make sure that we set a time to check in with them before they go away. Because you don't want to stop taking these things while you're away. There are ways that, you know, those little, I used to think of them as like your grandparents' pill container, where it has like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, divides all your supplements for the week. Because you want to continue giving the body the support that it's been getting rather than just dropping it because, oh, you know, I'll just won't take that because I'm on vacation. This is important as well. So, yeah, make sure you continue taking your supplements while you're away. It gives the body support, and that's the support that the body's used to, right? So, yeah, that's really important.
So we wish you all the best on your next vacation. Incorporate some of these tips that we've mentioned today, and this will help make your trip even better and keep you on the health track of keep you on track, basically. So we look forward to our next vacation, and we will utilize some more of these tips ourselves. So if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and if you feel inclined, please share it with someone you know. These tips are a great way to help people when they're on vacation and enjoy those vacations. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.